Forced into early retirement by a spinal condition, Stephen Wolf reluctantly left his family and moved to Arizona for its warm winter climate. A lifelong dog lover, the former hard-driving attorney, was drawn to a local group that rescues retired racing greyhounds. Well, introducing Comet came onto the scene. A once-abused cinnamon-striped racer chose to adopt Wolf and then had neither one of them had either any idea that a life-altering relationship had begun. As Wolf's health started to worsen, the tables turned, and Comet helped Wolf with the most basic skills, teaching Wolf her to be a service dog, and soon enough she was hauling his wheelchair at top speed through airport terminals, towing his cart through the grocery store, helping him get out of bed, and attracting friends to his isolated world. Still playing a crucial role in restoring his health and even saving his marriage, Stephen Wolf joins us by telephone this morning. Stephen, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me on your show.
A pleasure to have you here. The name of the book is Comet's Tale, How the Dog I Rescued Saved My Life. It is an absolutely delightful tale. It is published by Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill. Give us a sense of how you got active in this greyhound advocacy that ultimately landed you into meeting Comet.
Well, actually, it was almost by accident. My spine had collapsed, so I had a lot of difficulty moving around, and as you said, I was forced to move to Sedona, Arizona, to get out of these nasty Great Plains winters we have. And in the process of going to the grocery store one day and kind of stumbling my way through the parking lot, I ran into a greyhound for the very first time in my life that was accompanied by a lady who was raising money to rescue greyhounds. And through that process, she got to know me, and out of the clear blue sky one ugly winter day in Sedona, she called and informed me that there were some dogs that had been abandoned in Tucson and that they needed some help in convincing the people down there to release the dogs so they could be rescued and given some care. So there was a group of six, and I gave some advice, and through that effort, they were rescued and fostered up into a family in Flagstaff, Arizona, and Comet was one of those six dogs.
You very much make the point in the book that Comet chose you. And I think a lot of people feel that way, that the dog chooses them. How did that happen in your case?
Well, I was invited to go up. I frankly had no intention at all of adopting a greyhound, but I was invited to see the dogs that I had helped get off the track from Tucson. So I went up to Flagstaff and saw these wonderful animals just flying through in and around a big fenced-in area, and they were just so athletic and fun and sweet, and I decided, you know, maybe I should get one of these dogs. So I was invited to see how they reacted inside because they were socializing very well. Went inside, and the sixth dog was laying in a corner, very depressed, wouldn't socialize with the other dogs, wouldn't even go out and play. And in the process of getting to know the dogs and trying to decide which of the five I was going to pick out, the sixth decided to come out from out of the corner and cross the room, crawl up, and put her head in my lap. And it was such a shocking thing for the foster family. She had never done that. And, you know, so I was in a position where she literally did choose to go home with me.
And you had great surprise that this dog liked you.
Yes, I was shocked. And there was something that she detected. I had dropped my two canes. That was how I was able to get into the house, but I was in a very padded couch, so I could not get up. And I'm convinced that she detected that I needed help, and she was determined that she was going to be the one to help me.
Now, I've had limited interaction with greyhounds, although several friends that have rescued them and have adopted them, and the dogs have become great parts of a great part of their lives. I have I've heard very few, if any, stories of negativity. They are loving, beautiful dogs that seem to immerse themselves fully into a life. What makes your story so incredible is the great difficulties that you were having health-wise. The dog was basically picking up the slack.
And she did that literally almost from the first week that we were together. She started. It was amazing because one of the things that you have to be aware of with these racing greyhounds when you do adopt one, they don't have any socialization whatsoever. So they know very little about steps. So they don't know how to play. They've never been around kids. They've never been around cars. They literally are a blank slate. And what was amazing about Comet is once she developed a little confidence, which was within the first week, she didn't act like a greyhound as much as she acted like she was my companion and I needed her help. And she would always be by my side. And even when I would fall and lose her leash, unlike most greyhounds when they're at that stage of their development, she would not run away. She would just always stay by my side. And it was a unique bonding experience that then led to, through a bunch of suggestions from all of my medical people, that I needed help. And I thought, you know, this dog is so smart, maybe she can help me.
You end the book by noting that here is a dog that is aging, is 14 years old, and maybe even older now, I don't know. So what, in one of the great, for any dog lover, one of the great misfortunes in our life is that dogs don't live very long, ultimately. Mm-hmm. So how have you prepared yourself for a life without Comet?
That's a great question, Joe, and I can tell you that Comet passed last Thanksgiving.
Oh, did a year ago?
A year ago.
Okay.
And I did all of the normal prep. She was showing the signs of slowing down dramatically, and she had arthritis in her hips from all those years spent in cages and crates and trying to then immediately be asked to run. It's very traumatic on their hips. And she was having trouble getting around, and I noticed the signs, and I thought I was prepared. She had spent literally 6 years, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with me, getting me out of bed and pulling me into the shower and just constantly helping me. And when she did pass, it was a very traumatic experience. I'm not sure you could ever be ready for something like that. It was certainly different than losing other dogs that I had in my life. But the reward that I've gotten is this book is a great testimony to her friendship and her loyalty and her brilliance. And I'm just happy that I had it done and that the ending in the book is happy. It's not an old Yeller story.
So you left that out on purpose. You didn't want the story to include the death of the dog.
I did not. I had finished the book while she was still alive, and she would sit in front of my desk every day as I wrote, and she was my constant companion during the entire composition of the book. And so she was still alive when even before the when it finally went to the publisher. And even though she passed before it was actually released, I decided that the best testimony to her would be to show how she had made my entire family happy and was still with us at the time.
Have you gotten another dog?
Yes, I have. Comet was honored as Service Dog of the Year in 2010 by the Nebraska Humane Society, and as a result, she became kind of a semi-celebrity, and a lot of people got to know her in this area. And so when she passed, there was a great deal of mourning and a lot of good friends kind of helped assist the emotional trauma that caused. But one of the people was a lady who leads up the Greyhound Rescue for the Nebraska Humane Society, and she secretly began looking for a replacement dog. And just literally 2 months ago, I got a phone call, and she said, I have a dog. You get down here, and you're going to take this dog home.
And I assume you have gotten a dog that is, you know, no two dog personalities are alike. So there are differences and yet traits and similarities, I assume.
Yes. You know, the great thing about greyhounds is they're very ancient. Their DNA literally has not changed since they took one step away from the Asian wolf. They're one of the seminal dog breeds that all dogs have evolved from. And so their characteristic and traits of being independent and, but loyal and calm and very intelligent, those traits are very common in all of these dogs. But they do have differences, and I have to tell you, this new greyhound, whose name is Piper, she is what I would consider to be the tomboy, as opposed to Comet, who was always the queen.
Yeah, yeah. and you know, and I think you come to respect those differences and almost probably are grateful that, you know, you don't want an identical dog. You want something different.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And you just appreciate them, I think, even more. I appreciate the breed even more, seeing other characteristics
of the
and
facets.
Traits.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's a beautiful book. It is delightful. It's called Comet's Tale, How the Dog I Rescued Saved My Life. And you're feeling better? Okay?
I'm better. I still need some additional surgery. But the good thing is that I'm up and mobile and on 2 feet. And I owe that all to that dog. So I'm very grateful.
Well, it's a lovely story. It is Comet's Tale, How the Dog I Rescued Saved My Life. The book is published by Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill. Stephen Wolf, a great pleasure to have you with us. I thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing from you in the future. I appreciate
it. Okay, thanks, Joe.
Thank you so much.